Divorce rates hover around 50%. Media bombards us with cynical portrayals of marriage as a slow march toward resentment. Yet, when Fawn Weaver grew tired of the negativity, she didn't just complain. She founded the Happy Wives Club. What started with five frustrated women exploded into a global movement spanning 100,000 members across 100 countries. But Weaver wanted more than anecdotes. She embarked on an ambitious quest, traveling 12 countries across 6 continents to discover whether truly happy marriages share universal secrets. What she found challenges everything our culture tells us about marriage. These weren't couples living fairy tales. They were ordinary people making extraordinary daily choices. Their wisdom, gathered from bustling cities to remote villages, reveals that lasting marital happiness isn't luck or fantasy. It's the deliberate product of specific principles practiced consistently, regardless of culture, religion, or background. In Winnipeg, Faye's confession of infidelity could have ended everything. Instead, her husband, Edward, responded with transformative grace. "If you want to stay, I will forgive you. If you had an affair, that's because our marriage was broken. And if our marriage was broken, that means I had something to do with it." He refused to weaponize blame. Faye sought counseling and discovered she had entertained negative thoughts about her husband, feeding small grievances until they became walls between them. Another Winnipeg couple, Bonnie and Jerry, practiced immediate forgiveness, never letting disagreements fester overnight and removing divorce from their vocabulary from day one. The pattern was clear. Happy couples don't avoid conflict. They refuse to let resentment take root. Forgiveness isn't just reactive, it's preventative medicine. These couples understood that holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. They chose freedom over bitterness, healing over hurt. If you can remain good friends, that friendship is the trust, the confidence, everything, Ray explained in Perth, Australia. After 40 years, he and Judith still bantered like playful tiger cubs, finishing each other's sentences and genuinely enjoying each other's company. Their Wednesday date night was immovable. They adjusted work schedules to share meals, even when working opposite shifts. What made them different? They maintained individual interests while prioritizing their relationship. Not relying on each other so much that you become needy, but finding your own interests, Judith explained. Then you look forward to seeing each other again. In Cape Town, Pat and Henry carefully chose friends who complemented their relationship, avoiding those who spoke negatively about their spouses. Pat refused to join blaming parties where women criticize their husbands, recognizing how such negativity could infect a marriage. The happiest couples weren't just romantic partners. They were best friends who protected their friendship fiercely. They understood that passion may ebb and flow, but friendship provides the steady current that carries you through decades together. On Mauritius's beaches, taxi driver Bobby shared a French phrase capturing a universal truth. Donnant, donnant. You give, you get. The key to marriage is what you give, he explained. This principle of reciprocity appeared everywhere. In Manila, when asked for marriage advice, Erlinda answered without hesitation, respect and trust. 7 countries, vastly different cultures, same answer. In Grand Bay, Jean-Alain and Francoise demonstrated this through small acts. Morning coffee prepared before the other woke, favorite meals after long workdays. When postpartum depression struck Francoise after her 4th pregnancy, Jean-Alain's unwavering support strengthened their bond immeasurably. In Buenos Aires, Dr. Silvina and Judge Marcelo invested in each other's dreams. When she pursued additional medical training, he adjusted his schedule. When he faced challenging cases, she provided space and support. Their approach wasn't transactional. They tended each other's needs naturally, like caring for one's own arm. Marriage isn't 50-50. It's 100-100, with both partners giving their all. Abraham and Sunita's Auckland marriage began through traditional matchmaking. Their families met over weeks, exchanging details about education, finances, and values. The couple didn't speak before their wedding day, yet nearly 30 years later, their arrangement flourished. I respect Sunita, and she respects me, Abraham stated simply. Barbara and Mark's story also lacked Hollywood romance. She was merely her brother's friend's little sister. Their relationship transformed when Mark fell seriously ill with thyroid cancer. Barbara visited regularly, bringing fruit and comfort. Friendship deepened through crisis, eventually blossoming into love. These stories reveal an important distinction between being in love and loving someone. Initial romantic feelings fade, but lasting love builds on deeper foundations: respect, trust, shared values, commitment. As Barbara emphasized, sometimes we can't even agree, but we respect each other enough to say, let's just choose to disagree, and we move on. Faith emerged as a central theme. Many couples believed their relationship with God compelled them to be better spouses. The butterflies may leave, but something far more sustaining takes their place. Mario and Estralida, successful doctors in Montevideo, emphasized their philosophy. When couples marry thinking, if things aren't good, I separate, no. If it's not good, fight for it. They solved problems together, sometimes knowing when to cerrar la boca, close your mouth, and wait for the right moment. Happy couples worldwide removed divorce from their vocabulary, committing totally to work through whatever arose. Without an escape hatch, they invested fully in their relationship, approaching conflicts knowing they needed resolution rather than exit strategies. As one New Zealander observed, disposability is the problem. When our parents bought a television, they kept it for 20 years and fixed it when broken. Now we buy new ones before they break. This commitment was active choice, not passive resignation. Mario made breakfast for Estralida every morning for 40 years, honoring a pre-marriage promise. Annette and Byron, facing financial uncertainty, remained calm. We'll give up all of this. If we lose our home, we'll move in with family. We never lost us. After 6 months and 12 countries, the most profound insight emerged: happiness in marriage is a choice. As one woman said, my husband and I have been married 29 years, and we choose to be happy every morning. Happy couples chose to focus on positives rather than flaws, forgiveness over resentment, investment over neglect. The power of choice was evident in couples facing significant challenges. Faye and Edward rebuilt after infidelity. Estralita and Mario counted every peso while becoming medical specialists. Annette and Byron faced financial ruin together. Circumstances didn't determine their happiness, responses did. The happy wives weren't extraordinary women with perfect lives. They were ordinary women making extraordinary daily choices, choosing love, respect, forgiveness, and commitment. They refused to be victims of statistics, actively creating the marriages they wanted. This offers hope to anyone seeking a happier marriage. You define your own marital destiny. Choose happiness every day. Choose your spouse every day. Make the choice to create the marriage of your dreams, because lasting love isn't found, it's built, one deliberate choice at a time.